welcome back to 10 out of 10 with Watch Again with Lauren and Russ.
Hello.
This week is our final Halloween week, so we thought we'd give our finale a kick-ass final girl. So this week you are getting 2011's You're Next.
Good, huh?
Hit us with your pish, Russ.
Yeah, so it's released in August 2011, directed by Adam Wingard, starring Shanley Vincent, Nicholas Tucci, Wendy Glenn, AJ Bowen, Joe Swanberg, Barbara Crampton, Rob Moran, and Ty West.
Fair play.
Don't really know any of them other than Ty West.
Ty West, yeah.
A budget of $1 million and a box office of $27 million.
Hey,
yup.
General overview. Family is being hunted by masked killers, but everything backfires because the girl grew up in a survivalist compound.
Pretty much,
basically.
Right. Fucks them up.
So, why do you love this film?
It's just a good, like, role reversal movie.
Yep.
Like, there's not many where the final girl's this fucking, like, hot and ready,
no,
ready to go.
Totally, yeah. Totally. I think it took a while for us to get round to this movie.
Yeah.
2011 was quite a stacked year of horrors. Like, there was Paranormal Activity 3. There was that The Woman that we liked, but we'll never watch again.
What woman's
The
Woman?
The Woman was that revenge one, mind, where they capture that feral woman from the
forest. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was also like a lot of pish horror movies in 2011, like The Rite and The Awakening.
Aye.
But we were kind of stacked, like, so it was more like, right, cool, we'll get down to You're Next when we get around to it, kind of thing. And because from the trailer, it just kind of looks like your average, like, slasher.
Yeah, your basic one, yeah.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, we'll save that. And then as soon as we got around to it, we were like, I remember the first time we watched it, we were like, holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's class.
Like, every time in this movie you think you know what to expect, it hits you in our curveball, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
We'll just dive straight into thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, final girls have always fought back, right? That's their fucking point, right? And they've always given, like, their killers a good run for their money. But this is really the first one that comes to mind that kind of set off the she fights back in a grisly way kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, she obliterates them, do you know what I mean?
Oh, nah, she fucks everybody up.
100%. And I do think, again, I did look stuff up, couldn't really find anything to corroborate, so this could be utter fake news, but I do think...
Fake news.
But I do think this kicks off that trend of, like, your final girls coming, they, like, uh-huh, fuck everybody up. Like, obviously, just to name, like, two, you had, like, Hush in 2016, mm-hmm, another Mike Flanagan belter, where she's deaf and gets a home invasion, goes horribly wrong for the home invader. Then you've got, obviously, Ready or Not, that came out in 2019.
Yeah.
She marries into a rich family, thinks they're having game night, but it's, like, a bloody game night, you know?
Aye.
Obviously, that's only naming a couple, but you can see when you watch Your Next, the kind of blueprint of things to come,
yeah,
you know? Like, on what more horrors are doing now,
yeah,
kind of thing.
I think one of the differences is, though, is that it's not little teenage girls anymore.
Nope.
When it was before, in like the 70s and 80s, it was always like school girls.
Even
or
90s were like Scream,
yeah,
Eve Campbell,
I suppose. I mean, Scream was kind of taking, not the piss out of those, but it's,
mm-hmm,
like, I was honouring those tropes.
Yep.
But I get what you mean. That, I mean, it's continued it right up until like the 2010s. But it's like, these are like women now. Like, it's, yep, not just like daft wee lasses running about and like screaming in that now.
Yeah, these are like in their mid-20s to 30s,
yeah,
like running their shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're smart, they're not just like running in fear. Because I've got a bit about Erin, who's, mm-hmm, the final girl in this.
Yep.
And is it obviously like, she's very competent.
Yep.
And like, fucking,
the competent is like, yeah, an understatement.
It's like, she's competent, she's prepared for this.
Yep.
Obviously, it tells you in it that her dad weaked her away to a survival camp,
yep,
in Australia, but she's Australian, the woman.
She's Australian.
Yeah,
be like, Australian.
Dad was like just a mad doomsday prepper,
yep,
the mad survivalist, and fucked her off to a compound with all these other like people. So like that obviously like gives you a backstory of why she can do it.
Yep.
But that and like how resourceful she is in this, like she just makes up all the traps. And she's like, right, we've got this, so like, this will defend us for a little bit.
Yeah, like, put nails in the boards, put it under the windowsill. She's, like,
yeah,
raiding every drawer for anything sharp or, like, blunt enough. Like, she takes command, like, immediately.
Yeah, she takes charge of the situation very quickly.
As soon as, like, the first arrow comes,
yeah,
through, she's like, right, done, right, da-da-da-da-da, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's not, like running for help, or she's not waiting to be rescued off anybody.
Yep.
And so she's like, no, I need to do this myself. Which is, it's a bizarre situation. It's only a movie situation you'll get that in. But like, it worked. It works for this film.
100%, 100%.
And the one thing I really like about her in this is how like emotionally strong she is in it.
Yeah.
She does, like, do you see, it's reversed in like that, the dude Drake and that. Like, they're all like, what did they say? Paralyzed by fear.
Yeah.
Mum, when she's got, oh, I just need to go up and lie down. And she's like, no, fuck this. Like, we need to stay together. We need to stay strong here.
Yeah, like, everyone else is running about screaming. Like, the daughter-in-law, is it Kelly, the daughter-in-law's name is?
I think so,
and she's, like, in the corner, like, head in her hands, like, screaming. The other one, but... See as well, when they're all screaming, I just love how they just continuously get the jabs in, you know?
Like, they still have to take the piss out of each other.
100%, 100%.
And she could just stay calm and, like, straight away say, right, we need a plan.
Yeah.
And they're all panicking. I say, no, right, get this locked, make sure windows are locked, make sure doors are locked, we'll fucking hunker down and fuck them up.
And, like, they can't make phone calls because they've put a jammer in, so she just knows, oh, you can text 911 and they'll come here. Like, I want to know, like, the amount of knowledge in her brain that isn't just like, I know how to kill people, do you know what I mean? Because obviously there's going to be a lot you learn in a survivalist compound, do you know what I mean? But like, she's like, when I was watching it, I was like, I would be so shite in this situation. Like, I don't know anything of use. I just know, like, my brain is just full of useless information, do you know what I mean? I've nothing that
I get you.
I couldn't be running about. I was watching it and I was like, would I even think of that? No, I'd be the one in the corner just being like, capybara.
You just panic. As I say, a lot of this is just, it is just a movie thing, because in real life, I mean, as bizarre this situation is that you would just panic and you'd fucking... All plans and thoughts would go out the window.
No, I reckon you'd be quite good in a situation like
this. Why the fuck, I'd shit myself.
No, I reckon you'd be alright. I reckon you'd get like the first 5 minutes of panic out, and then you'd be like, I've seen this in a film, and I have done this in a video game, and you would just have everything sorted. Like,
I don't think so.
I have great faith in you, Ross. I believe that if we are ever in a situation like this, I'm looking to you, right?
Yeah, I'm not making traps and weapons in our head. I'm panicking. Like, my arse is collapsing.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least I've got faith in you, you know?
Don't bother. So, one thing I want to add is, how this blends the horror with the comedy.
It's funny, dark comedy.
It's, like, as you said, like, the wee jabs in that, like, this has, like, a whole range of different things. Obviously, for the beginning, the opening scenes where it's, like, the murder of the neighbours, and it's, like, it starts off just straight away, like, the horror instantly, like, that guy fucking pumps that woman awfully, I might add. Like,
just, I have thoughts and opinions about that whole section.
Then, for there, then you get, she comes out and it's like the writing in that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Oh, like, this is quite fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, it's not really scary as in, like, you're, like, the shock and that, I say, but, like, just imagining that yourself. If you were to walk in and do that, you're like, oh, that would give you the fear.
100%.
But that, and, like, as I say, does that then, as soon as, like, they do it, they ease the tension with, like, the comedy of it. Like, them having, like, you say, jabs with each other. And it's just, like, the deaths and that are very funny.
Yeah.
Like, there's none of them that are too gruesome.
No.
Like, it's all, like, I think that must have been a choice they've made to do that.
Yeah.
So it's not just constant, like, on your case, like, horror.
Well, I've got a point that links in with your point. There are a few jump scares in this movie, but they're appropriate jump scares, if you know what I mean. And, like, obviously, like, at the start when the mum thinks she hears somebody up the stairs and he's opening a cupboard, and then there's the jump scare because his son's just came up behind him, and that's like a kind of comedy break the tension vibe.
Aye.
And then the other jump scare is when the daughter-in-law finds the wolf mask killer under the bed, but that's like an appropriate one because that's like, do you know what I mean? It's like being built up and all that, but it's like, nothing feels out of place in this movie.
No.
Like, it doesn't feel forced or anything like that.
No.
Like you're saying, like, the comedy, it's all when the family's all having dinner and they're constantly, like, just biting and sniping at each other. And then you've got the jump scare that breaks the tension, and then even when after the arrows have came through and they've all ran into the hall and he's got like an arrow, the big brother, yeah. Is it Drake?
Drake,
the big brother's got like got an arrow in his back and he's like, oh for fuck's sake, and all this, and then like the wee sister's melted down like, none of yous believe in me, and it's like, we don't have time for this bitch.
Yeah, everybody like, in this movie is so unlikable.
Oh, they're all like, pricks,
they're
man,
all
yeah.
the worst type of people 100%. In the one room. And it is only the Erin, who, like the final girl, who's just, she's just the most normal one. Yeah. All the rest of them are just up their own arse.
Yep.
And like the dad, I mean, it doesn't really seem as if he's that bad a person.
No.
I mean, who's it? A defence contractor, but he only done marketing. I mean, so they say, but then he's a multi-millionaire, so he must have been a fucking very good at it.
100%.
But like the son, just smarmy bastard. The other one is just a low life in general.
Yeah.
Like he says. Then you have the daughter who's just been spoiled her whole life.
Yep.
Like, and she thinks she's like just living rough, but she's fucking got daddy's money to help her.
She's going out with a guy who makes underground documentaries, but you know that she's got money to film, fund his career.
They're funding everything they do, like 100%. The dad
is. Yeah, like how the whole point of the film is like how they've got all this money and all this comfort and all this kind of thing, you don't really need to worry about anything. And then when this situation happens, they're all fucking hopeless, do you know what I mean? And they're all, but like, they should be focusing on the stress and the danger at hand, and yet they're still like, you're a piece of shit, and la la la.
Yeah, even during that, it's still always about them.
Yeah.
Like, they always want to make it about themselves.
Yeah.
Which you only really see when it's like, super rich people.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, it's like, it, like, this is like Succession, but the cheaper version. It's all these ones about like the super wealthy, and they're all just backstabbing bastards. Uh-huh. Man, I actually had a point about that in my thoughts and opinions. I was like, just rich people, rich people things, you know.
So even just daft things for the comedy. It's like when they break in and they get hurt, and they spend a bit of time just watching them like writhing in pain and that, and it's you don't see that. Like,
no.
It's just like the bit. She puts wooden planks down for when they try and get in, but she's got one slightly further ahead, so he thinks, I'll need to dodge that. And there's one just like right beneath him where he puts his foot down, and it's fucking Home Alone. It's basically, this is the adult Home Alone. Fuck the theory that the whole jigsaw thing, this is it.
And he puts his foot through the nail and he's just like, oh, motherfucker.
And you just see him fucking bouncing about, and all you hear him is like, okay, fuck. Like, it's so good, man.
Yeah, maybe this could add to the Home Alone as jigsaw, like Kevin's jigsaw, because Kevin's got a couple of sisters.
Aye.
She could be one of the sisters.
Oh, fucking wouldn't it surprise me.
This is such a stupid point, but I really wanted to make it, right? You know, at the very start, that couple who he just is horrendous in bed and then goes for a shower, and she puts on the 4-disc CD player.
Aye.
Fucking shout out to the 4-disc CD player. My dad had one, but it wasn't like a tray thing the way theirs was. It was like a box. It was like a giant CD case, basically, and you could put like 6 CDs in it. And obviously, most of the choices were his, but I would get a couple of CDs in there. And you would just sit there. It was like the original Spotify shuffle, you know? You'd just sit there waiting for your turn to come on.
I had a thought about this when it came, like, when I seen that, and is it, would you need that in 2011?
Well, I think, like, he's obviously older. Like, now they say that at the start, like, oh, he left his wife for one of his college students.
Aye.
He's got that retro gadgetry shit, do you know what I mean? I think my dad still has that.
Oh, no, if you've had it,
if it
then
works, but
you would still use it. He's obviously, it's a student, he's...
We've got Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah, and is it, would they be impressed? Oh, you've got a 4-track CD. Like, yeah, I've got a phone and Spotify. Like,
yeah,
I've beat
don't,
you.
Don't fucking worry about it. Yeah. Just seeing that, I was like, oh, remember them?
Yeah.
I also, to get back to the actual horror of it, with the shout out to the CD player, see you later. I have a lot of time for like simple yet creepy costumes, you know. Like, all of these murderers in this, they're dressed head to toe in black with a simple plastic animal face.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a sheep, a tiger, a wolf, and I can't remember what the fourth one was. And it's just so simple, yet so creepy.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there was a good, like, I'm not saying that, like, a lot of costumes now are kind of shite, but I think all the most iconic horror costumes, I'm not saying that this movie's iconic, but what I mean is, like, all the iconic costumes are, like, super simple, do you know what I mean? Like, Mike Myers, mask in a boiler suit, Pennywise, clown face, yeah. Depending on what version you want to go with, Art the Clown, black and white, terrifying yeah. clown, and obviously the list goes on. And even going up to, like, kind of more modern, like, the Purge, like, see when the Purge masks are just super simple,
yeah,
so much more effective, but then see by Purge 4, and that wee lassie's whole dress is made out of fairy yeah. lights, and they're fucking, don't annoy me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing with the mask, for me, is, like, especially with animal ones, because it tends to be a thing, like, children wear.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's something quite unsettling about
yep.
when you see animal masks, because I've got... Like, just as you're saying about all the movies, like, obviously the strangers do it.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, they've got that China doll mask.
And I think there's one with a sack.
Yep.
That's like, it's meant to represent an animal, but obviously...
Crack on.
Like, obviously you have... I like it when it's normal people wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Obviously your big, like, slashers and that, like Halloween, fucking even Jason, that is it.
Yeah.
But they're like, they're not normal people. Like, yeah. So, it's like, where did you see people like this, even in Hush... When it's just yes. plain featureless, is it? There's something that's very unsettling.
Masks and, are really yeah, creepy. Yeah,
especially
yeah.
if it's just a normal dude, because mm-hmm. you have like that anonymity.
Yep.
And like the eeriness of it.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Like that, I like that. But then seeing this movie, the bit that kind of lost me, you'd see when they start taking the masks off.
Yeah.
Like
I
then
had
you
that.
Just know them as normal people. I kind of, you lose all aura, like, oh, these dudes are like fucking mental.
No, totally. It's even, they have me, it's even when. They turn around, it's the guy in the wolf mask, and he takes out his headphone and is like, what did you say? I don't mind that, but it was, yeah, when they're taking all the masks off, yeah. and they're like, fucking ruin, and you're like, please.
Yes, well, as soon as you see them as people, I mean, obviously, we knew they were people, but
yeah.
as soon as you actually see them, they're facing that, is it, nah, no really.
I get
like,
you.
It's just kind of another, oh, here's a no-name person she's going to kill.
Yeah, no, I totally get you. This has just came straight into my head. Can I add to the creepy mask factor, but I don't know if it works, Wicker Man. And, like, the new Pet Sematary, they're all cutting
yeah, all the kids and that, yeah, yeah. No,
I know they're
that.
Kids and that's different, but they're fucking creepy.
No, like, kids doing it in the horror settings, fucking
even
creepy as shit,
yeah.
Like, obviously, they too, I think, have more, well, Pet Sematary not really, but obviously, Wicker Man is, like, the cult thing
yep.
behind it.
Yep. Yeah, just fuck masks, man. Masks are really creepy.
Yeah, like, if you see grown people wearing masks in horror movies that aren't, like, your big slasher and that, it's a... Aye, they're messed up.
100%.
There is something more creepier about it.
100%. I know, obviously, we were mentioning earlier on that, like, the family are dicks, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're so childish and petty to each other, but even, like, at the dinner table before the arrows start flying, and see when Drake is talking to Tariq, the documentary filmmaker, all I could think of was, like... Anybody who has been in a creative field at any point in their life will really resonate with that fucking condescending conversation of him being like, oh, I'm a documentary maker, but it's mostly kind of underground stuff, blah, blah, blah. Again, none of us have ever been that pretentious. But as soon as that guy turned around and was like, you should do adverts. And it's like, fuck off, man. Like, do you remember that? Like,
yeah, they're seeing it as just a pure...
money-making thing.
And, I mean, in an ideal world, you'd love to make lots of money doing what you love.
Yeah,
but
100%.
Drake's got a point in that sense, but also it's there's nothing worse than hearing that. Is it, you should just do this, but because from a business standpoint, is it, yeah, but don't want to do that because of that. Like, want to do stuff I want to do.
Yeah.
Even though if you're poor doing it, is it worth it? Probably no, but fuck it. What a date anyway.
Young us would be so disappointed in us. Like, both of us went to college and uni to do... creative fields, and we were both like, no, this is fine, we're going to be pure artsy fartsy, blah blah blah, and now when we're in our 30s we're like, money please.
Yeah, we made big mistakes.
Yeah,
a lot of mistakes were made.
We made fucking errors, man.
Yeah. I'll give you that fuck that. And was, cheer us up.
sorry guys but I was just thinking that, like, when he's like, oh, you should go and do this, I was like, everybody I know has had a rant about the condescending part you get. Like, oh, you should p- paint the square on a white thing and that will sell for millions, or like, oh, you should go into TikTok and blah, blah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, but cool, but thanks. And you know they mean it in a, from a place of love, but it's just like, oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Like, if it, and that and a lot is, if it was that easy, do you not think we'd be doing it?
100%. 100%.
No, aye, no, I get that. I get that.
And then obviously straight after that conversation, that's when the arrows start flying and we're off. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no fucking about.
Oh, I like the pacing of this movie. Like, it's just, it's like ramped up for the get-go. Totally. Like, it's non-stop.
Totally.
And I get that. I think this is what, an hour 32 or something, this movie. It's not long at
the
all.
Perfect length of film.
So
yeah,
they don't have time to mess about and add too much family drama. Like, they're giving you that as it's happening.
Yep, totally.
Which is, I can really respect that.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Anna and the Hoff movies.
Oh, I miss you. I miss you so much. Please come back to me.
Like, you'll just see it. Like, I'll frequently shift between moments of, like, calmness, then just, like, extreme violence.
Chaos and yeah.
Like, it keeps you on edge, and it doesn't really give you a chance to, like, relax into the movie.
No.
Because, like, even though the first 5 minutes, they've got the two deaths, aye, and, like, even the little bits where it's, like, the comedy in between is that it's short.
Yeah.
That, like, the guy knows that, no, this needs to, like, keep you entertained.
Yeah, totally. Like, I think the first couple of times you watch it, you're laughing, but it's more of, like, a, great, do you know what I mean? But, like, even, like, watching it, there, and how many times have you seen this film? And there was still bits where, like, my hands were, like, covering my face. You know what I mean? I was like, and it does that. I think is a testament to a good movie like that. Is like, you can see it millions of times, and you're still sitting pure. Do you know what I mean? And it's even like, obviously, I mean, what makes it a 10 out of 10 would watch again is like movies that you have seen so many times, and they're still hitting. Like, there's movies you can talk through. And then there's movies like this where you'll put it on and you'll be like, la, 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 and then your attention is straight.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I've got you.
There's a good few let's go, but let's go.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a good few
oh,
let's
fucker.
Go, but it's like, obviously, like, see at the very start, like, obviously, when all the chaos is kicking off, and she's just, like, shouting instructions, running to get knives, being like, da, 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 that's one. And then the other let's go moment for me is closer to the end when that, like, commando music kicks in and she's setting up the booby traps. I'm like, fucking yours, like.
That is just pure, like, it's just pure comedy, fucking, like, violence and all that. And
so funny, man. Yeah, everything's, like, so over the top. Like, the sister, they're trying to come up with different plans how to get out, and the sister's like, I'm going to run full pelt to the car, and we're going to see what's happening. And they set it up in, like, slow motion.
It's genius.
She starts running, they start unlocking the door, she's going, and then phew, she, like, goes neck first into chicken wire and just drops on everyone. It's that, what the fuck moment, do you know
what
I mean?
You just see her neck split wide
100%,
open.
100%, 100%. But I remember, like, when we first watched it, we were like, what the fuck? Like, do you know what I mean? It gives real, like, see, this movie, I think, like, if you were going to do, like, a double feature or something like that, I would do this into, like, see, like, a Funny Games kind of thing, or, like, do you know what I mean?
No, I get you, yeah.
It's that kind of comedy, but tense, and you don't really know how far they're going to push it, but they still make you laugh, that kind of vibe, do you know what I mean?
I think it's, like, that and having, like, the set for this is just a house.
Yep, perfect.
So is that I like movies where people are stuck.
Yes.
Like, there's too many, like, horrors in that where it's like, oh, we'll run here and do this. But see the ones where they're confined to one place? I'm saying that as if it's a tiny house. That's not, it's a mansion.
It's a big boy.
Like, you only really see, like, four
rooms.
Different sets in this.
Yeah.
Which is,
the basement, the bedroom, the dining room, and the hall.
Like, that's for when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so having, like, the smaller sets and, like, having them all confined, like, really adds to the tension of them being trapped. Because you get that, and, like, there's been a rise of stuff like this with, like, that and Hush, as we've said.
I love Hush.
Is it that's just in a tiny house.
Yeah.
And is it, you don't really, there's not a lot of, you don't really see a lot of that, not in horror anyway.
No.
Like, I prefer ones where it's, like, they're trapped and they need to fight their way out, rather than, oh, let's run from point A to point B, just for them to turn, for somebody to turn up there anyway.
Yeah. Hush was almost our pick for this week's final girl. It was between that. Because Hush is in our belter. If nobody's watched Hush, shut up and go and watch it. It's so good. Spoiler alert, obviously. I mean, spoiler alert for the whole movie. But when it turns out that Felix is the one who set it up.
Yeah.
And then obviously further at the end, you find out it's her boyfriend, brother, not boyfriend, brother, her boyfriend who is one of the brothers.
Yeah.
This is set up as well. You're like, oh, fuck. But like, Felix is like a dead giveaway. Like, he has shifty vibes right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when they come in, they're like too quiet, and they like watching it back, knowing the twist, they purposely pick the chairs in the safe bit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else is near a window and those two are the closest to the door. And then obviously when everything starts going,
like, they're in the hall. Like,
yeah.
They're away from it all.
And he's always like, oh, someone should go outside and get to the car, or like, someone should go down to the basement.
Oh, and there's a few things about it, yeah.
Yeah, and even like Z's bird, who I will fucking get into, right? She's like, oh, do you want me to do something? No, cool, right, neighbor. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's very that. So like, even if you didn't know the brothers were the ones that set it up to get the inheritance, like, he's just a shifty bastard, do you know what I mean?
Oh, shady cunt.
100%. And then obviously when she gets the phone call, well, her boyfriend, I can't remember his name, but her man is phoning Felix to be like, is it over? Is it done? Yeah. And she obviously answers the phone because she brutally murders both of them in a gorgeous fashion. And he's sitting there trying to like slime his way out of it. He's like, oh, but think of all the money we could have. And
I could pay your student loans fucked.
And like, this is going to take some time for us to get over this, but we'll work through it. We could go on vacation and all that. Like, fuck off.
So as I normally do, I like to throw you a wee... we both try and throw each other a wee curveball,
right? Aye, okay.
What, in your opinion, is the best home invasion movies, then?
Home invasion movies?
That is what this is.
Right, okay.
It starts off as a home invasion, it kind of, like, gathers steam into the whole... They planned it and all that, as you just said.
Yeah. I know we've been saying Hush. Like, so, Hush... If that's not number one, that is at least number two.
Yeah. So I one of the ones for me that makes it like a creepiness in that is the movie When a Stranger Calls.
Ooh, shout, by the way.
That's the one, isn't it? All the children are sleeping, all that.
Yeah, and is it, the calls coming from inside the house.
The original's the better one. The remake, I'm not really too keen on it, but it's the idea of, like, that's just a person just, like, doing a job.
Yeah.
And, like, this, I mean, obviously it's still a new thing, but this could happen. And it's like, that's really, really messed up to me.
A lot of
these movies, you're not watching it to be scared for what's on screen, but it's what's in your head.
I'm not being funny. Like, that is fucking terrifying. Like, I think I said this a couple of episodes ago, like, when we were watching horror movies, and it's like, I'm in my cell quite a lot, do you know what I mean? So when I'm hearing thuds and all this shit, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, is it a monster? Like, what's going on, do you know what I mean? I'm going to go with, do you know what, actually, remember, for a new one, I'm going to go Don't Breathe. They break into his house, and he's blind, and then he fucks them up.
Yeah.
Like, but that movie's insane. But we watched that recently, and I was like, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that movie's good. And that's the one thing I like about this film is that it didn't, like, there's no sequels. Because the sequel to that wasn't needed, in my opinion.
Oh, the Don't Breathe 2? Yeah. No, that was, like, not needed at all.
Don't even think about breathing and all that.
Don't even think about thinking about it.
I didn't need a sequel. I get... It probably made its money, like, made them money, so that's just the way, like, the movie industry is, but you don't need to elaborate anymore on this story.
Nah.
Like, my opinion anyway, there was no need for it.
Totally with you. I think I'm going to stick with Hush as my favourite one, but there are some belters. Like, do you remember that one, Villains, with Bill Skarsgård? Uh-huh. And they try and rob the couple, and then it turns out the couple are, like, serial killers.
Yeah.
That one's really funny. That's, like, a proper...
I mean, you have hundreds, like, Straw Dogs and all that as well. As messed up as it is.
Oh, my God. I've seen both versions of Straw Dogs, and that's fucking two times plenty. Do you know what I mean? Like, we went through a right phase of watching, like, revenge movies. I know that's not house invasion movies, but we went through a right phase of revenge movies, and all of those movies, I'll never watch them again. I'm glad we watched them, but I will never watch any of them again.
Yeah, you really have to be in the mood for them.
The mood. Well, obviously, I'd mentioned Funny Games earlier on.
Uh-huh.
There's obviously that The Last House on the Left, which is another one that I'll never watch again. I know The Purge counts as a home invasion movie, like the first one anyway. I'm not a huge fan of the first Purge. I'm more of a Purge 2 gal.
Yeah, that's a strange one, because The Purge...
The Purge 1, the whole premise, is it?
Yeah, should be good, but... As that opens up, even though I've just said, like, the horrors and thrills and that, once it opens up, I'm not as scared.
Yeah.
Not scared, but I'm not as interested.
Totally.
But as soon as The Purge is one of the very few, as soon as it opens up into, like, cities and that, that's just fucking class.
Yeah.
It changes from, like, horror thriller to more action.
Yes.
Like, as soon as, like, Big Grillo and that comes in, it's not horror anymore.
War Man.
It's just an action movie at that stage.
Totally. I remember when you and me went to see the first Purge, because we were like, excellent, what a premise. And then the first Purge is kind of a letdown, but also gives us the great franchise we have today.
Yeah, there's many that get better with most of their sequels.
Yeah, I know The Strangers, but you've seen The Strangers, I've
not.
Seen
the first one, I've not seen anything else.
Yeah, I've. Well, that's the thing, we were talking about this the other day, because you've seen the first Strangers, I've not seen any of them, and now we're on like... What was it was The Strangers Chapter 2, so it's like the second prequel of the fucking Strangers franchise, and it's like, shit, right, I've got my homework to do here, do you know what I mean?
I don't know why we never actually...
Cause I remember you telling me you thought it was shite, so I was like, right, kill them fast.
The first one was shit, but normally we even give the other ones a go.
Aye,
but
right.
We've not done that for this. Just be something we've blanked right away.
We've just been like, no, that's fine. Right, we'll give The Strangers a watch. But no, I'm going to stick with Hush as my favourite home invasion movie.
That's a good shout.
So you're still going A Stranger Calls and go Hush?
Yeah, When A Stranger Calls is the movie's not great, but it's the idea of the movie.
Yeah, man, 100%.
Is, like, what gets me.
Yeah.
With stuff like this, because you may have been your home comforts, man. In your house, you're meant to feel safe in your house and that. Then all it takes is somebody to fucking bush, get in, you're fucked.
Aye, Gonnie, no, I'm sitting my junkie bun and I hear my skin, leave me alone. Like. Aye,
come in, don't fuck at them.
me and a big baggy jumper, my packet of crisps, like, what you mean?
You don't pay rent here, fuck off.
You can invade my house if you pay my rent.
Fucking do right.
Love that, no, 40 out of 10 for the question. Do you have a favourite scene?
My favourite scene also goes out of my best kill.
Right, okay, stunning.
And it's the Amy death. Like, the young daughter.
Yes.
Like, the young sister in it. Is it the slow-mo running? And it's...
So funny. so funny, man.
You kind of know, like, she's going to get messed up. When I first seen this, I thought maybe it was just going to be like a crossbow. Or one of them was going to, like, tackle her or something.
Yeah. Honestly, the first time I watched it, because now when they moved the table and they smashed the vase, I thought she was going to, like, trip over that or, like, step right in the broken glass or something. Yeah.
But that's my favourite scene, which coincides with my best kill. What about you?
I kind of struggled to pick a favourite scene because, I mean, this whole movie is just, like, a huge run-on scene, if you know what I mean. But, see, be honest, see for just a yes moment, is see when the killer with the tiger mask comes through the window, and that's, like, your poster shot, that's your trailer moment, like, just slow-mo walks through the window, and everyone's probably like, fuck, like, so good, and, like, that's when you're like, fuck, now we know who we're dealing with here, do you know what I mean? I don't know if that's a pure shite choice, but, like,
no.
The whole movie's great, but I just love that pure yes, right, I'll dive into some useless information. There wasn't a lot of useless information. Like, this movie was filmed incredibly quickly. And from what I could read, the director and the writer were, like, really good pals. And they were actually pals with a lot of the cast. So they wrote the movie with their pals in mind, kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
So the director of this movie... Ty West and the writer Simon Barrett, they were all big names in horror mumblecore. couldn't fucking tell you what mumblecore was for the life of me. Honestly, no, I was looking it up.
You know what? I don't even want to know.
No, I was looking it up and I was like, what?
Yeah, that's... so, I'm too... That's, like... I'm
it's too,
old too for that.
Niche for me.
Yeah, I'm too old for that stuff. You can just tell with the name.
They were all, like, pals and had worked... They were big names in this one. And then all of the cast had kind of worked with each other. So everything was written, like... with all of these people minds, so there's I don't have any useless information for like who could have been in it and who was almost in it, blah blah blah. So the film was shot in 26 days. They were shooting nights that would take place between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's like your fucking shift.
Aye.
And it was filmed on a mansion on a golf course.
Okay.
I couldn't find out the name of the golf course, but
yeah, you
like,
probably wouldn't.
Body count of this movie's 15.
15?
15.
There are even 15 people in this movie.
Aye, well, you've got the whole, all the family and then everybody who gets murdered. And then well, the police.
That seems high, but no, you know what? It's...
And then the police at the end, do you know what I mean?
Fair dues, aye, fair dues.
Simon Barrett, obviously, who wrote the film, is the killer in the tiger mask.
Oh, right, okay.
So
that's
I was
cool.
Like, love that, love that. The masks in this film went on to inspire the video game Hotline Miami. Not a clue.
Oh, that's cool. That's
oh,
good
do
game.
You know it?
Right. Very violent game.
Well,
makes
there
sense.
You go. The majority of this film was shot on handheld camera to increase the tension, and it fucking worked.
Aye.
Well done. And Ty West, who plays Amy's boyfriend Tariq, would go on to direct the mainstream hits X, Peril and Maxine.
Yeah.
Which are class. What a trilogy.
Yeah, good trilogy.
Yeah, we didn't love X when it first came out, but when we went back and what, but you really didn't like X. You only got any of during Peril. Yeah. You really liked Peril.
Yeah, Peril and Maxine, I liked that. X, I'm not too
fucked with. About. Yeah, I'll give you that. But that's kind of all the useless information they had. Like, all of it was kind of, everything I was looking up was all kind of, there wasn't a lot of...
Yeah. The one thing I would say is I think Ty West has got a habit of putting himself in his own movies as well, didn't he?
Like you would, wouldn't you? But there's a borderline but between like putting yourself in your movies, the Shyamalan movies, like putting himself in movies, and then the Tarantino putting himself in movies to the point where Tarantino wrote a scene for himself where Salma Hayek would put her foot in his mouth and pour whiskey into it.
Oh, no, like, that's just his... gone daft for his foot fetish.
Yeah, there's a scale there, you know?
Oh, of course, aye.
Do you want to dive in 80?
I've only got two.
I've got one, two, three. I've got five.
Five?
Some
fuck
of them
sake.
Are shite, but no, but they're not like, some of them aren't movie, they're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like.
So I'll just go through like my two then, we'll go through yours.
Wait him.
So see, given this a big mansion and they're loaded in that, where's the security?
Yeah, you're right. You'd think it would be... Well, then, that's the thing.
You think they would have alarm security measures in place? Because this isn't their main home. This is a holiday home, so they're not there all the time.
Imagine that being your holiday home. Yeah, Fuck off.
So surely they would have something in place for if somebody broke in when they're not there. Because they live somewhere else.
You kind of think that when you see, like, off the top of my head, like, all these other ones that have got, like, houses in Cape Cod and all that, like, Gerald's Game and all that, they've got all their gaffes in Cape Cod. You would think there would be more, like, because that's all these houses just sitting empty, do you know what I mean?
Sitting empty for most of the year.
Yeah.
But no even any cameras.
Yeah, that's so mad. And especially you would think, because he works for, what was it, like, defence?
KPG or something?
Defence
sure.
company. For all it was marketing, like, it's kind of... No, you're right.
Yeah, if you've spent, I mean, I assume an awful lot of money on these houses...
Oh, hundreds of
you would
of
think
millions,
there'd be
man.
Security, like,
included.
Home security included with it, yeah.
I wonder if it's, like, a gated community kind of thing. Like, no, like, there'd be the secure bit at the front... And then they can just drive for miles to get to their house.
You would think if I'm just saying for my experience, if I had that, I'd have cameras.
Oh, 100%.
Like, minimum cameras so you at least know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if somebody's in your house as you don't live there.
Aye, because there's the bit where he opens the cupboards and the guy's been, like, living in the cupboard, like, casing the joint.
If they had a camera, when you're... I had cameras, that's it.
Yeah.
Like rumbled.
Who's this random guy pissing in my cupboard? Yeah.
And so I'll go for my next one is when, as the, at the beginning, when the crossbows, the bolts start firing in, and they're like, oh, we've got no signal for our phones and that. I went, ah, it's just a phone jammer. How the fuck, how easy is it to get phone jammers and how the hell does that work?
Yeah, right, like, because he's just instantly like, oh, it must be a phone jammer, blah, 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 blah. Like,
can you just pick them up and they just do that? Because that seems very weird.
Yeah, like, not just in this movie, like, all movies that use, like, a quote-unquote phone jammer, it's always just, like, a black box with a switch.
You see him do it, just flick a switch and that's it, and is it, how?
Yeah, where are you getting this and how does this work?
Yeah, how's it so simple?
100%.
If it is like that simple, that should be fucking illegal as shit. Not something you could pick up for like 30 quid.
I go down to Wilco's and out, what's sorted?
Bit bizarre, but yeah. Hey ho.
Mine are a lot of shite, to be honest, but see at the very start, very first kill, your man, terrible sex, and then goes in for a shower, and the lassie turns round as if she's clocked something at the window. Now, this is the fastest kill ever, right? Because there was not a skip in the song. Mm-hmm. So, in two lines of a verse, the killer has had to bludgeon her to death, write "you're next" in creepy font on the window, and then run as your man's getting out the shower. Now, fair play, two lines of the song for him to get from the shower to the living room. Then, fair enough, he has a drink, and then he turns around. So, like, is this a pure, like, dancing like that until he turns around and then running? I don't know why I did that, as if people can see. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I keep doing this, man. But, like, it's just, like, that guy gets that done so fast. Like, he bludgeons her, writes that, and fucks off.
Yeah.
And, honestly, I was sitting there, and I was like, how fucking fast this can't run, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my only argument towards that is, because obviously there's more than one of them, so maybe Lan's dead in that and he's writing it.
Right.
But it add on to yours, it's like, see for them supposedly writing in blood, that is very fucking neat.
100%, that, and it's quite a font, you know? Like,
that and shout out for using the apostrophes and that. How the fuck?
I was thinking that.
You guys are sitting murdering folk and like, why are you caring about the apostrophe?
But grammatically correct, you know? Every time I see that, because, like, our pal Sean is, like, a proper grammar freak, man. Like, he still does the passive-aggressive star and corrects your word. No, but, like, every time I see it, the apostrophe kept cutting off, I was like, Sean would be so proud. Like, that would be Sean if he was a serial killer. Ransom notes, like, out the newspapers, apostrophes, commas, and that. Prick. See, when Kelly, the daughter-in-law, she gets out, she runs like fuck. Now, the neighbour's house seems to be very close to their house, right? Yeah. If at the start, Erin could just go round to try and ask for a glass of milk, blah, 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 right? So she's literally ran from the main house to the neighbour's, screaming and bawling, shouting, smashing stuff, banging about. Trips. You are being chased by, you don't know how many of them there are.
Yeah.
Like, you're running about screaming like fuck, and he catches her fucking instantly. It's like, wonder how that happened. Like, stop making fucking noise, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that kind of feeds into the, other than Erin, like, they're all just doing the typical horror stuff, whereas she's, like, she knows what it's about.
Yeah,
like, she's like, nah, fuck this, we need to do this, but the rest of them are kind of just running out of the tropes.
100%. 100%.
It's a good contrast between them all.
Yeah, definitely. Those plastic masks, right? Love them. Creepy as shit. Fucking nightmare. Do you remember being kids and having them on? And you're sweating.
Oh, it doesn't make sense to have them, though.
No, all you can smell is your own breath and sweat in these masks. You can't see fuck all. And, like, these guys in this movie, like, and I do not mean to poo-poo their costumes. They look great, right? But these guys are head to toe, like, black combat boots, thick stocks, thick cargo trousers, jumpers, balaclavas. You'd be sweating. And then you need to put this thing on top. Nah. And they all have perfect aim for not being able, because those tiny wee slits, fuck off. You're trying to tell me you can see more.
But what's crazy, though, is, and it's just popped out of my head there as you're talking about the mask.
Mm-hmm.
See if they were going to kill everybody in the house other than the ones that paid them to do it?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you need masks?
Creepy, isn't it?
You're there to kill them, not to be creepy.
Aye, fair.
And you don't need the mask.
Fuck off. You could have just been a...
No need for it.
You could have just been a mad homie. This could have just been a robbery gone wrong, uh-huh. You know? See as well, this is a really stupid A. My next two are really stupid, aye. But I just need you to bear with me, right?
Go for it.
See anyone who insists on being called a letter, mm-hmm. like the girlfriend Z, unless you are a pop star or an A++++ list celebrity where, like, you're untouchable, then I will call you a letter. I actually can't think off the top of my head any celebrity that is just called a letter. I get the one name, like Zendaya, Madonna, Cher. Yeah. Fucking Z. And you're just a normal person and you want me to call you that? Get fucked. What a pretentious wanker. What a pretentious dick.
Fuck that. Prince became a symbol.
I try.
That's the ultimate prick move.
That's Prince, but it's the artist formerly known as.
Aye. Prick.
Last one. This one's ridiculous. This one is fringe related. And as you know, Ross, I'm very touchy about my fringe. I'm growing my fringe out the now, and it's a touchy subject in this house. Like, she's running about with precision aim. Erin, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Precision aim, knocking everybody out, setting up all these booby traps, blah, blah, blah. Like, throwing knives and hitting people in the back of the head and all this, right? And she's cutting about with a pure Claudia Winkleman fringe. Like, that thing is, like, halfway down her eyeballs. Like, you're seeing fuck all, hen. Like, at least get that curbed back. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm growing out my fringe now, and it's so fucking annoying. How is she running about that house? And, like, because at no point is it, like, swept away from her forehead. Do you know what I mean? And it's a proper Claudia Winkleman bad boy. And I'm like, nah, there's no way your aim is deadly spot on with that fringe, man.
I've got you.
I mean, you don't, Ross, because you don't have a fringe and you'll never understand the fucking trials and tribulations of a fringe. My fringe girls out there, I stand with you. Right, we'll dive into best kill, worst kill, and I'll stop moaning about cunts' fringes. Who have you got for best kill?
Well, best kill, as I've said, Amy.
Yes. Just
the whole setup, the slow-mo running and all that.
Yeah.
And for the worst kill, I've got the mums. It's off screen. You don't see it. It's kind of shite.
I had that as worst kill, and then I changed it. But mine for having that as worst kill was just purely because it's a wolf mask, and you know, fuck wolves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My best kill is when she hits Felix through the head with a blender, and then turns it on.
That's fucking horrendous.
And my worst kill is the daughter-in-law Kelly getting an axe putted right through her head, because he lines that up like the perfect golf shot, and it's more just the execution of it. I'm like, for fuck's sake, like, he puts that beautifully, man. Have you got as a worst guy whose hairline's just eating?
Drake, the older brother.
Aye, pain in the arse.
Aye, he's just a right smarmy prick.
Aye.
Like, you enjoy seeing him die.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I was saying that to you, like, obviously we don't have discount version of anymore. But, like, he's a discount version of Connor Swindles, like, your man for Sex Education and the Barbie movie. And, funnily enough, Gerard Butler makes a comeback. He was in a terrible movie. What was that movie called?
Vanishing. Was it Vanishing?
And it's Gerard Butler, Peter Mullen, and Connor Swindles, or Swindells, however we're saying it. And
shit movie.
It was on in the background for 5 minutes, and I was like, fucking Gerard Butler, man, he's haunting us. I called him out for a square go, and now he won't leave me alone.
Aye, bastard.
My worst guy whose hairline's receding is the first guy to get murdered. Like, he has a boudoir session with his lady, right? And her face is tripping hard. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's knocking off the walls, right into it, trying to stare into her eyes, and she is looking out the window counting sheep, man. She is miserable, and he doesn't even register how miserable she is and just goes for a shower.
Yeah.
Arsehole! Poor show, my guy, poor show. Who have you got in a different movie?
I don't have anybody.
Not near to Dan.
You don't spend enough time with them all to really 100%. Notice. Maybe the mother, because just for the fact
she's
that
she's the most dramatic.
She's kind of over-egging it a wee bit.
Yeah, she's a bit Elizabeth Bennet's ma in Pride and Prejudice, like that pure,
That, and it's like,
I'll give you that, right? Okay, I'll take it back.
Probably her. I'll go with her. Aye. Fuck it.
Aye, she's given, like, specifically about the BBC Pride and Prejudice, where it's the old one, being like, oh, my poor nerves. Yeah, 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 I'm in.
Yeah, nah, I'm no buying her performance right, in this.
Joint effort of them all there.
Aye.
Do you have an I'm out?
I don't have a certain section for I'm out because, as again, which I love, a short movie.
Yep.
But I sort of lose interest once the mask come off, as I've already said.
Totally agree
with you. I don't really feel the horror elements of that anymore. It's just kind of, right, we know who these people are now. Kind of boring.
Totally agree with you. Yeah, I kind of had that, like, I'm not out because you don't have time to be out. Like, it's an hour and a half of, like, horror and tension and action and all that good stuff. But yeah, like, when the masks come off and they all start being like, oh, I want this money, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, right, okay, hurry up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm the same as you. And it's the point, I probably should have said this in Thoughts and Opinions, but see at the very end, right, when she, like, fucks up her boyfriend and then the Polish shoots her and you're like, if she's fucking dead then I'm going to go off my nut.
Of course he would shoot her.
But, like, yeah, but, like, she's fine, she survives, you know what I mean? But, like, see if he'd have shot her and then the end credits came up, I would never have watched this film ever again. Like, The Mist is another one I will never watch again.
Nah, Mist is shit.
Mist is good in the...
In the grocery store, yeah.
And then after that, you're just like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, Trips, thank you so much for indulging our Halloween season. You've got a whole month now of non-horror related things before Christmas, basically. I'll
probably do this again at Christmas.
I 100%. December, like, you're fucked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But feel free, as per, find us over on YouTube or Instagram. Leave us any comments of what movies you want to see. We're just going to fire through some action movies and then at Christmas I'll put a poll up of like, what movies are we doing?
What Christmas ones, yeah.
What? How many Christmas horror movies can we... Oh, and we can also have the argument of, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not?
Nah, we'll do a full episode based on that.
Aye, 100%. Aye, well, we had that argument during the Lethal Weapon episode, so aye, fuck it, Trips. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the last of the spooky theme song and we'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!
For my next theme song.